It's time for the emergency break of the week.
They're everywhere.
Your tape replacement surgery.
Excuse me? Never heard of that.
Back up.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Well, we're just firing off questions, random questions, right?
Breaking surgical news here.
They have to be legitimate questions, and we've never heard of taint replacement surgery.
Well, I don't know. Maybe there's not. I'm no medical expert. I'm just asking questions. Wow. We're having fun here now.
Well, I think it was a sarcastic statement.
Sure
it
was.
I'm on your show to try to help you.
And we're having fun here, no?
You're telling us
funny stories about Burt Reynolds,
but...
and now all of a sudden it's I'm a big jerk.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yeah, big jig.
Yes, the emergency break of the week brought to us by TexasDirectAuto.com, and it's a very special edition. It's our first time to do it from Ford Center.
Yep.
Right? Yeah. We've never done it from Ford Center before here in Frisco, the Cowboys' new practice facility. We'll give you three candidates. You get to vote on them, 888-787-1310. Well, candidate number one's a very interesting candidate. He's been up quite a bit here these last couple of years. He's out here engineering for us this morning. It's the return of Killer Kellison. Of I'm Fine fame and the Black Friday story that he delivered to us a few years ago.
Delivered?
You know, Killer is producing intentional grounding on Wednesday nights for Robert and David. And sometimes he'll be a part of the on-air presentation. And he tried to get basically the last word on the first edition of intentional grounding this week, and it didn't go very well for Killer.
All right, so that's it for tonight's intentional grounding. David and I will be back.
Killer, can we get some bonus time here? Can we go an extra 17, 18 minutes?
No. You're done.
I was going to play more Judy's, but I guess we'll do that next week.
That moves the needle.
Wait. Oh, Killer,
you
were doing
that.
Killer, you were doing so well. Your mic was open. You were talking in complete sentences. It made sense. The words were formed. It was beautiful. And then you just had to go Killer Kellison it.
The anger I have for David Moore just flusters me.
It is extraordinary how when you're talking to David, you are able to speak cogently. And when you were on the air with, say, Gordon, it turns out.
Okay, we get the idea there, Jerry. You can put it down. So what were you going for there, Killer? What were you trying to say?
Needle.
You were trying to move the needle.
Trying to move the needle.
Okay.
Needle.
And that's what came out. Needle. One more time.
Needle.
All right, so that's it for tonight's intentional grounding. David and I will be back.
Killer, can we get some bonus time here? Can we go an extra 17, 18 minutes?
No. You're done.
I was going to play more Judy's, but I guess we'll do that next week.
That moves the needle.
Killer, you were doing so well.
It's just like the Black Friday thing. Did you notice the emphatic no?
Yeah.
Starts
off
strong.
Have any more time. Strong, we're going.
Do we have the Black Friday thing? I don't know.
I don't know.
All right, now we got to go to our special correspondent, Killer, who's champing at the bit to report on Black Friday. Killer.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
I'm here to tell you why Black Friday is evil. We've had two critical shootings, a bomb threat, actual bomb discovered in Cave Creek, Arizona. A bomb was found in a Walmart, and then in another Walmart in San Andreas, California, a woman got pissed off and fired off pepper spray, and 15 people were injured. And I failed, and I'll leave you alone.
No, that was good, Killer.
Good?
Oh, Killer. Yeah. You're the best. You're just the best.
That's a real confident voice. Thunderous announcer voice.
And, why, it and, is evil.
We had a thing.
And again, what was the phrase that pays for this week?
Needle.
All right, way to go, Killer. Candidate number one. Candidate number two is one Gordon Keith from The Morning Show.
Yes.
We were talking about the big old gal who wants to get bigger. She wants to get up to 1,000 pounds.
Uh-huh.
What's the category?
She's what? She's into feederism.
Feederism.
Yes.
The
she
heck?
she and her boyfriend think it's very sexy, her being as heavy as she could possibly be, and they talk about how erotic it is after she eats a big meal that he has to help her even roll over.
Oh, gosh. Well,
and she wants to raise children.
The story was bad enough. Your joke was even worse.
How did...
She says that she wants to raise a baby from her fat bed.
Yeah, she'd be a great
mother. She would not be a competent mother. And by the way, how would Sid procreate with her?
Right, that's
what I'm saying. I guess just pick the one in the middle.
Or other stuff. I don't know. I don't know. All the medicine. All the body medicine.
That's disturbing.
That to make baby.
We need to have an intervention for her and for Sid.
I don't even get it.
What do you mean?
Your joke that you thought you were just
wasn't a joke.
Slay us with.
Wasn't a joke. I just trying to give him methods.
Trying to help our show?
Triangulating where he needs to go to make baby with her.
All right. Well, that is candidate number two, one Gordon Keith.
Roller and Flower.
And then we did the story of the rocket blowing up on the launch pad. It had an Israeli satellite on it. And you guys laid out on me when I said this.
And I think this thing was carrying a $200 million Israeli satellite that I want to say... And something with Facebook.
You think someone with a thick Texas accent had to call Israel yesterday and tell them about their satellite?
Why were
the
they
funniest thing happened on the launch pad?
Happened in Florida.
Oh.
Seven people were killed. I'm just making that up. I was going to say,
I didn't hear that detail. Okay, in slight defense, Mission Control is still in Houston. For all launches.
For SpaceX?
Huh?
For SpaceX?
I thought it was a NASA launch.
You're sure of that?
I think it's a private company, right?
Private company, SpaceX.
Oh. I thought it was NASA.
Boy, that was all right. Live double e-brake. You doubled back and e-braked off your original e-brake.
Well, I've been known to do that before. So those are your three candidates. Well,
you may be right. I don't know. Mission Control may... rent out the space to SpaceX.
Maybe they do. Maybe they do. Is it Killer, Gordo, or me at 888-787-1310? Let's all vote responsibly this morning. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
Okay.
I would like to vote for the very voluptuous George.
Hey, thanks.
Is that the generic youth minister?
I think so, yeah. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Hi, I'd like to vote for the emergency brake.
Yeah?
I'd like to vote for the big red exploding rocket. Mm. You butthole.
Hey.
That was unnecessary.
Yeah, come on, man. Let's all get along here. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Good morning. I'd like to vote for Killer Kellison, the Texas running back from the Earls of Littles. Garcia.
I like you, dude. You keep calling. I like that voice. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Am I on e-radio?
Yeah.
Die.
Fake Natalie Maines.
Hey, me, because I want to vote for Killer, just, you know, love you.
Yeah, love you, too.
Let it go.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Hey, Gordon, I noticed that you've gained a couple pounds lately, and I thought maybe I could... feed you with a funnel, if that's all right. Do you think that'd be okay?
Yeah, I'd love to gain some weight and go with feederism. George, let's become feederist to each other.
No.
Oh.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
George, I'll tell you one damn thing. Vaginal slice, born.
That doesn't make it any funnier.
That was a nice twist.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for Norm Hitzkiss.
He is not up for the e-brake this week, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Hey, good morning to you, George.
Hey.
So do you believe in the Mean Green?
Always.
Always, especially that big game against BC this week.
Yeah, not Boston College, but yeah.
Yeah, Bethune-Cookman. So, one thing you guys did miss out on the biggest show last night, Bad Company, but we're going to pick the one in the middle.
Going with the one in the middle. That's a Gordo selection there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'm going to take the one in the middle.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hello, George. This is your old PE coach, Coach Doolittle.
Never had a PE coach, but go ahead.
Are you still trying to get that sex party business off the ground?
No, stop it.
You are. I saw it on your Wikipedia page.
What is this all about?
I don't know.
George has weekly sex parties.
I don't have weekly sex parties or monthly or yearly. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Reginald Sykes, Bornborn.
No, no. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio, AM and FM.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Okay.
Jamie Benn.
Hey, it's Jamie Benn. We hadn't talked to him in a while. Who you vote for?
So the season starts soon, George. Can I go to your sex party before the season starts?
Just stop it! Stop it! Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
George?
Yes.
You're a bitch.
On speakerphone.
No, that may be true. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Gordon?
Yeah, go ahead. Vote.
Gordon Keith.
Oh, thank
Keith,
you. Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hello.
Hey.
I want to vote for Gordon.
Gordon, and ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. First time in a long time. Gordon Keith wins the e-break.
She says
that she wants to raise a baby from her fat bed.
Yeah, she'd be a great
mom. She would not be a competent mother. And by the way, how would Sid procreate with her?
Right, that's
what I'm saying. I guess just pick the one in the middle. Or other stuff. I don't know. I don't know. All the medicine. All the body medicine.
That's disturbing.
That it takes to make babies.
We need to have an intervention for her and for Sid.
Sid.
How many is that for the great Gordo? Well,
if you can believe it, it's his first win since April. He is 10 behind Norman Little Hands Hitzkus.
Okay. Way to go, Gordo.